It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
It's Wednesday night. Let's
do it.
That's
right. It's a Swap Meet. 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN. This is the segment where Greg tells you what your junk is worth, your memorabilia, your collectibles. And we've always added a wrinkle. And the new wrinkle, which I love, is that if you have the best brag of the night, you get a pizza.
We'll give
you a pizza. 312-981-7200. Let's get those phones popping. Let's get those texts in. Send us pictures. Let's get going. This segment, of course, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here, always.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about tonight because I said a little bit earlier in the show that I've been cleaning out the garage because it's the Schadenfreude, the comedy group I'm in. It's our 20th anniversary, so I'm getting all these pictures for social media and pulling all these old reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm finding all these knickknacks that we've collected over the years, and I'm like, oh, this would be perfect for Swap Meet, including, and let's start off, I talked about this item on the show before, but it is a Michael Jordan glossy, black and white, that my dad's friend PT, he got it. He worked at one of the buildings downtown that Jordan, I think, lived in, maybe.
Okay.
And he got it signed, and he gave it to me as a kid. And I was like, oh, this is so great. And then I went, and I threw it in with the baseball cards and, like, ruined it.
Over the years.
Yeah. And did not do what you tell everyone to do, take care of it. So it's kind of messed up. But I must have found it at one point in my life because I found it at the bottom of a bin today. And it's Michael Jordan shooting a basket against the Nets. That's all I got.
Yep.
It looks like it's possibly at the old Chicago Stadium, although it looks like it might be on the road. But Michael Jordan signed it, and you looked it up, and it looks like it's his signature.
Yep.
Thousands?
Possibly.
Priceless? I mean, $50,000 we start the bidding at?
At least start at 100.
Seriously?
Yes. Very serious. The other one that won for 210, I didn't tell you, was signed to a person. So that actually makes it
diminishes
less.
The value. This
and
is
yours
no.
is not. Yours just has the signature, which
That's
is awesome.
My so. Dad's friend's like, I forgot Lenny's kid's name. Just say Michael Jordan on it.
That's great.
But this is great. So yeah, it's got a little bit of crease,
little
though.
Bend,
like,
yeah,
I got
that's
a little
all right.
Bend in it.
Put that in, you know, like a frame or a book, and it will straighten out over time, and it will still display nicely. So I think you start at 100. You might be surprised.
Gosh, you guys.
You know, and it's a promotional, like, black and white, glossy, like, headshot type. And those are usually a little bit more in demand than just a regular photo.
So that's amazing.
You got
all
a couple
the
things
great
going
things
on.
That are on this program. People call in and text in and say, oh, I've got this great thing. And and you're like, it's only going for $20.
Yeah.
This cookie cutter headshot that Michael Jordan
signed,
probably
though.
Signed a gazillion of
right.
these is worth $100.
But the fact that he didn't put to Justin, that makes it more valuable.
All right, well, I'm going to hold out. Hold out, wait another 10
well, whenever
20
you're
years,
ready to list
right?
it, let me know.
All right,
I'll
what do you got? What'd you bring tonight?
Oh, a few things. Season's picking up, so you know, you obviously had Hook on from New Order, and it brought back the memories of The Cure and stuff like that. And I have this really rare Cure photo. It's a promotional poster for Boys Don't Cry, the club mix versions of it. You'll see this is a very iconic pose of Robert Smith
Robert
of The Cure. It's kind of a shadow type silhouette
towards us, guitar.
Yeah, but it's what makes it rare is that it's a promotional poster for that release.
Yeah, wow. It's got a very Edward Scissorhands look kind of going on here.
And the question I want to know is, has anyone ever seen Bobcat Goldthwait and Robert Smith in the same room together?
Yeah,
that's what I want to
know. The ultimate. That's a great poster.
It
wow.
is. It's really cool. It's probably, you know, I would...
What's
sell
that
it for maybe 100. It could go upwards of 200.
Well, maybe we can just do a swap. I'll
sure,
take that.
Yeah,
I'll give you a Michael Jordan
sure.
signed.
I could probably sell your. I could probably sell your Michael Jordan post or photo before this. The other cool thing is these Polaroid pop up like instant cameras that you know they.
Oh yeah.
I'll show you. They're normally like that, and I know on radio that doesn't help, but. They're basically instant cameras. This model takes the standard 600 film, and that makes it more valuable because the other cameras were SX70, and they're harder to find a film and so forth. But this camera will go for about 250 to
what?
300. Yeah.
No way.
And what's really cool about it is when I open it up, Marshall Field tag.
Oh, there you go. It's got the receipt on it.
So that makes, you know, legit. To me, gives it value. I don't know about anyone
legit.
Else.
Legit.
I love finding something with a Marshall Field.
We've got more stuff to get to. Let's do this because we're running.
Yeah, no problem. We can move.
Break, and we've got some other stuff I brought in as well. And we've got people already on the line. Mark's on the line. We're going to get to you just right after the break. It's Swap Meet 312-981-7200. What do you got? What do you want to brag about? Your brag could win you a pizza, so stay with us. It's Swap Meet 312-981-7200. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We're ready to get to it. We both have more stuff to share, but let's get the audience involved. Sure. Let's start with Mark. Mark, what do you want to brag about, Mark?
Good evening, gentlemen. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on here. I have a unique, one-of-a-kind item.
All right.
It's approximately 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a dinner with Bill Veeck, and I had him sign the back of a white dessert paper plate.
Yes!
Paper plate.
Oh, I love it.
Still in prime condition.
Nice. Obviously, hard to look up a plate sign, but a Bill Veeck signature is in the range of 100 to 200.
Wow. When was this, Mark?
It was approximately, I would say, 45 to 50 years ago.
Wow.
Was he like, you know, I wish baseball players wore shorts? No?
I got this idea.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, well, that's good.
It's a good one.
That's a good one, Mark. Good start. I like that one a lot. That's a front runner. Thank you, buddy.
I like it. You bet. Have a great night.
Thank you,
great
man. Show. You too. Thanks. Oh, that was great, man. I'd love that. I love that kind of stuff. That's Chicago. I love it.
I think the paper plate puts them more in the running for the pizza.
Yeah.
Because it's paper plate. If it was China,
no,
maybe
I
not.
I get it, but I definitely for the pizza. I love the brag. Anyway, you're having a meeting and you're like, you know what?
Paper
plate. We're having a good time. Let me sign this paper plate
paper
for
plate,
you.
Right.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Carol. Carol, what do you want to brag about, Carol?
Hello.
Hey there.
My son has a George Blanda signed football. It's a regular full-size football.
Okay.
Okay. And it's signed by George Blanda?
And
yes, it is.
It just has his signature, or does it say to somebody or anything?
No, okay. It just says George Blanda.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm going to guess.
Is Blanda the one with the square foot? Who is that guy? Remember that? The football player had like...
I have no idea. I hope you're not asking me.
Yeah, it was a guy who had like... one of the football players had like a punter with a square foot or a kicker.
Tom Dempsey.
There it is.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
Pete
coming through. Didn't he have to Google that one?
I know.
He's off the top of his head. What do you got on a George Blanda signed football?
Signature is going for 100 to start, 100 to 200 to start. I'm sure it was worth more earlier on, but it's just kind of fading
a little.
That's
pretty good.
But yeah, not bad. It's good that it only has his name on it. So
there you go. Thanks, Carol.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's keep going. I love it. Let's go to Sean. Sean, what do you want to brag about, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a comic book. The Marvel comic book is the Infinity Gauntlet. It's got the glove and Thanos on the cover. I'm not sure if the movie is based off of it. I was wondering how long it's going to be until it takes any price or if it's worth something now.
So it's the old Marvel comic book of the Infinity Gauntlet, the Infinity Wars, which the movie is somewhat based on, but not similar. Right? Or is it new? Is this one that came out right now?
No. It's the old one. No, it's the old one.
Okay.
That's, you know, it's so funny because I have a 10-year-old son and he's really into comic books. We've gotten into like learning more and more about the Marvel comic universe. And I find there's so much of this stuff. I mean, they don't even include the X-Men.
I know.
That Infinity War stuff. What do you got on an Infinity Gauntlet?
One recently sold for about $2,000, but they did have it graded, so keep that in mind. And it was graded a 9.8, which is almost mint.
I just have mine in a box of a sleeve.
Is Thanos purple?
Yes.
All right, good. At least they kept the color. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. So, obviously not graded and not stored the way you might want to keep it stored. You might be at like a $400 level right now, but I would think it's going to go up over the next year or two.
Wow. You thank you very much.
All right,
no problem. Thanks
Sean.
For calling.
All right. Man, we're killing it here. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
Well, hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. Thanks,
great,
Tom.
Man.
Well, I got two quickies. I got a 1969 or 70 Schwinn Stingray Fastback.
Wow.
Nice.
I know. Cool, huh?
Yep. That's
cool.
Yeah, some of the swim bikes are upwards of $4,000. So the Stingray, you know, depending condition and how many, if the parts are all original, nothing has been replaced, things like that. You know, you're
all original, but it's not in real good shape.
Yeah.
But I didn't touch anything, you know.
Yeah.
I left it. It's got the original slick tire on it and everything.
Right, nice.
As one does with a bike. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Buy two.
I used to like to ride bikes with flat tires, so every time I got on it, I ruined them.
All right. What's your second?
The other thing I have is a Matty Mattel Super Snub Nose 38 that fires the little plastic bullets.
Oh, wow.
I know. And my uncle was a Chicago cop, and he gave me a shoulder holster for it.
Wow.
And I hung it in my garage, and everybody that walks in starts to talk, and they look at it and freeze.
Yeah, right?
It's hysterical.
That's wild.
Like, you're packing in the garage.
That's funny.
I'm packing in the garage.
That's right.
Those
are fun toys.
What was the name of the gun again? I'm sorry. The Mattel?
Matty Mattel.
Snappin' Snub Nose 38.
Okay, there we go, snappin'. All right.
And I would assume that it, just by the year of it, that it's not like the new kind where you have the, everything has to be
orange. Oh, no, no,
right,
no, no.
Right.
I believe it's a copy of a Colt, one of the snake guns, you know, Cobra.
Wow.
Before they learned. Let's make it aqua. Right, let's make it orange.
That's wild. It's wild. There aren't, they're not as high as you would think. You can get them for $25-$30, honestly, the gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Depending on condition, if you had the box or anything like that, that might change it. Your bike, though, is the winner. I mean, that's, you're probably, even in your condition, I would probably think you're starting at like $750, maybe an auction and go
for
it.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
see you on the bike.
So much,
thanks,
guys.
Tom.
Yeah, and
thanks,
do not get rid of that slick tire. That's a big
that's it.
Plus on
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still jealous of that. I always wanted one on my car. I just had to wear the tires out to get them.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Good start to this thing, man. 312-981-7200. We still got some people on the line. We're going to take our break here, get the news updates, see what's going on with the weather. Diane, we'll come back at you. We got some people on text as well. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break, come back, and continue the swap meet. And we'll talk about the other things I dug out of my garage bin, or as Rick Astley says, garage.
Right. I love that.
Greg Flam is here. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we
That's
are.
That's right. It's second the Swap half. Meet second half. 312-981-7200. At DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Tonight, we're playing for pizza. The best brag, your collectible, your memorabilia, your junk. You get the pizza. And if you want to call up and find out what something might be worth, Greg is here, ready to rock. We've got some good stuff already.
Yep.
You got some other stuff you brought in tonight. The calendars.
Yeah, they're just 1954 and 1962 Rexall drugstore calendars. And they're kind of neat because they're kind of the longer calendars, but they have some of that Farmer's Almanac facts, and they knew the weather like the Farmer's Almanac.
That's
and each
so
day they had the weather on the calendar.
It was printed 8 months in advance. It'd be like sunny, Thursday, windy. Friday, blustery.
Yeah, and they're orange and white if anyone was looking for them. The thing that sold them was the Rexall name. People collect the drugstore stuff, so that's really more it than the calendar part. Anyway, so that was, and they're about 20, 25 each.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I've got a plaque, which is a mounted plaque of the famed picture of Mike Ditka in full Bears regalia.
That's awesome.
Flipping off the camera.
I love
Everyone
it.
Knows this one, but what is special about this is it is mounted on a plaque.
I know. I can't find it on the plaque.
And there's an unbelievable nameplate that just says, Mike Ditka says goodbye, in quotes, to McCaskey.
Oh, wow.
So this must have been done. This was found in a thrift store. I remember this, but this was done in 93 or whatever it was, when 92, when Ditka was fired.
That's a very iconic photo.
Classic.
I cannot find it in a plaque, but I've had that in the larger poster, and I think it went for about $100, $125 for the larger poster.
I'm rolling into cash.
You are. You're roll tonight.
Yes. Jordan, Dicka, right. Jordan.
It's that Chicago sports stuff, no?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're at, for that, I think it would start probably $80 auction on that.
I think it was found for a dollar, if or maybe in a garbage can.
Mm-hmm. I just love how they did the printing with the plaque underneath that.
Diane, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Diane?
I have Manny Manosso's autograph from his rookie year.
Nice.
Okay.
1951. He signed it, Orestes Manosso. I met him again in the 90s at a fair at work, and I said, the last time you signed my book, it was Orestes. He said, oh, I did that in my rookie year. But after that, I was Manny. So I have a couple that say Orestes Manosso and a lot of others from 51. That's when I became a baseball nut.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I'll be 79 tomorrow.
Hey, happy birthday, Diane. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Congratulations. There you go. So do we have a good birthday present for Diane? What do you think of autographs for Manny Manosso and Nelson Fox? What do you got?
Can't find just a photo right now. I mean, I see signed balls and cards, but yeah.
Well, Greg, way to ruin Diane's birthday.
I know.
It's okay. And I also have Harry Creighton. Does anyone remember him?
Harry Creighton?
No, let's see.
He broadcast the Sox games.
Oh, nice, yeah.
On the radio in '50s.
Wow.
A long time ago.
I love that you got all this stuff.
Yeah, you were hanging around all the sports guys.
All right.
You know, you could meet them in the parking lot after the game because they just come out and go to their cars.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
It's funny. I was just telling, I think I was telling my 10-year-old son about Wrigley. Whenever they do like the broadcast in the fifth or sixth inning, they show that shot of the grassy park outside of Wrigley now and all the people who are on blankets and enjoying their craft beer or whatever they're doing there.
Yep.
And I'm always like, that was a Yum Yum Donuts, and that's where they parked the cars, and you could go through the chain link and get Andre Dawson to sign your stuff. So, yeah,
I was just going to say, it was a lot of fun, and they had easy access. We throw the books into the buses of the visiting teams, and they'd all sign them and throw them back.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's a good
story. All right, thanks, Diane.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, too. How great is that? Let's keep going. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what do you want to brag about, Adam?
Hey, guys. I bought a house about a year ago, and when we were gutting it, I actually found a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Wow.
From, I couldn't even tell you, but I knew the guy that probably smoked the pack, and it's about half full, so it's pretty vintage.
Wow. All right.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, it's not your average.
Fine. I don't even know if they still make Lucky Strike, but
I don't think they do. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like Lucky Strike is definitely generational, or you know, something that screams 50s, right?
Yep.
Well, it was funny. I mean, it was literally in the ceiling, right? You know, probably the tiles that I ripped down. I was like, outside of buckshot and bullets and stuff the guy used to make in the basement, there was a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes. I love it.
He's
Lucky Strike is definitely collectible. The tins, you know, are everywhere, but they keep selling. The pack of cigarettes, though, I can't really find. I see the tins for like $200. I got six packs for $125. They don't have a year, though, but they're sealed. So I'm going to take a guess, and if you did an auction on yours, I would start maybe $30 and do an auction.
That's what a pack of cigarettes costs? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's half full, right?
That's hilarious. Right. That's what a pack of cigarettes costs now.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
That's a good one. I like that. That's kind of right in there, right?
Yeah.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you want to brag about, Rich?
I got a Schwinn bicycle from 1963. It's a 26-inch three-speed with the handbrakes, and it's a Corvette II model, and it's got the Schwinn speedometer on it and the package rack on the back and the head badge and the Schwinn reflector on the back are still in.
That's funny that you're naming all these parts, because as I was looking up in the break, The bike itself is like $300, but you could probably make more parting that out than than selling it whole. Like the nameplate and the just the pedals, the nameplate, just the various parts, you'll probably get more than $300 doing it that way.
But
it's time consuming, of course. But yeah, just so you know, sometimes the parts are worth more.
All right, and that's good to know.
And, right. And it's got 999 miles on the
That you can still see that. Yeah, that's neat.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got Matt who's on the line. We got a bunch of texts I want to get to as well. We'll wrap up the swap meet coming up after the break. You can see who's going to get the pizza tonight. Mm-hmm. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. In studio, Greg Flam. You can find him both at Facebook and Twitter at DuPage Picker.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Right now, I've got a couple of front runners for the pizza tonight. We got Mad, who had the Bill Veeck signed paper plate.
That is awesome.
Also had Adam with the half a pack of Lucky Strikes he found in the ceiling of a house he bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then this could be a front runner as well. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
Hey, I've got two items here. The first one is size 13. Air Jordans, high tops, the original ones from like back in the late 80s. I played basketball in them a couple times and then mostly used them as wedding shoes.
Oh, wow.
So, Air Jordans 85, got to be the shoes. Isn't that the got to be the shoes here?
The red and white?
Yeah, the red and white.
The red, white, and black ones, yeah.
Right, okay.
I love it. And are they used or you feel like, I missed that, or are they...
Well, I played basketball in them a few times, and then I would go, anytime I was standing up in a wedding, at some time during the night in the reception, I would switch out of my dress shoes and into the Air Jordans.
And
so it became my...
Why would you do that?
It became my go-to thing.
I got it. It's a Bob thing.
And I put on a red bow tie and a red cummerbund with my rest of the tux.
Nice. And then they start playing the parson front. Ding, 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 ding.
And then I would always have my picture taken with the rest of the wedding party in that outfit.
Oh,
and then,
I like that.
You know, all the weddings that I went to, there was always at some point in time, I was in those Jordans.
Oh, wow. Love it.
They're slightly used. And then the second item is actually kind of an heirloom. My grandfather was a big baseball fan, went down to spring training for the Washington Senators, shagged down a ball that was hit, brought it back in and had it signed by Ted Williams in the Sweet Spot and all the rest of the Washington Senators.
Oh, wow. That you'd probably want to have evaluated.
Yeah, so what about the Jordans?
But the Jordans, you're between $1,500, $3,000, maybe a little bit over $3,000, depending on condition you have worn them. I don't know. I'm sure for that amount of money, you could probably get those graded as well to get top dollar, and you might be $3,000 or over.
There you go.
The ball, I couldn't even guess on that. It could be, you know, thousands if all those signatures, pan out.
Wow. There you go. Thanks, Bob.
They all pay it. But my brother uses one of the guy's names on there, Frank Howard. That's like his phony name. Whenever he needs a phony name, he always goes to Frank Howard.
I don't know, man. I love it. Thanks, Bob. I love it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
I love it mostly because Bob and his family they've got something going on there. A nice little party. First, you know, he's switching out outfits at any wedding. He didn't even, if he's just a guest at the wedding, he's pulling that. And then his brother's got aliases.
Yeah.
That's a strong game.
Stuff going on there, yeah.
Yeah. Matt, what do you want to brag about, Matt?
Hey, guys, I was feeling great until Bob talked about that ball. My ace in the hole, when I was 10 years old and 75, my cousin was a coach on the Bears, Walter's rookie year.
Okay.
And he said, do you want a ball autographed by the team or whatever? And I said, give me a ball unsigned because we'll play in the park with it. And he got me two autographed pictures, one of Walter wearing number 23 and one of Gary Huff, an old quarterback. And I met Walter in Hawaii in the late 90s, or in the mid-90s when I was working out there. And I got to ask him, why were you wearing 23? And he said that his jersey wasn't ready that day. So they threw him 23.
How about that?
It's an NFL sanctioned picture autographed to Matt, your friend always, Walter Payton. I spoke to the man himself, and that was my verification. I've never asked him what it was worth. because it's very sentimental. But
wow, cool picture. Yeah. That's a very great cool story.
That's
very good story.
Cool. All right, good one.
It's
Matt.
Hard to obviously to do anything with the 23 with that, but the story is great. I love it.
Yeah,
it's the story that okay. It's a story in the picture. All right, well, guys, that's you got a great show.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I like that one a lot. That was good. Yeah, that's what this is. Why this segment's so great.
Yeah,
right away, Peyton with a 23. Just the magic of that. To think about all the 23s in this town: Sandberg and Jordan, Devin Hester. Who else?
Ventura.
Oh yeah.
Pizza coming from the Cubs fan to the side. Yeah,
right.
Guys,
right? All right. All right. There's a lot of text. I want to get to. We get to a couple things here. Jerry Garcia signed Bong. Okay, we'll skip on that one. The Olympic torch used at the Torino 2006 Winter Olympics.
Yeah, that we can find. It's about $1,200.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. There you go. Photo of Babe Ruth with fake beard.
That I could not find.
When he played with the House of David baseball team. It seems. I don't know if that's real.
Find anything
signed Playboy magazine from Pamela Anderson. First issue she was at featured.
Yeah, that is. Anywhere from 100 to 300.
All right.
Signed, of course.
All right. There you go.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So in the last one, let's go with John. John, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, John? Let's get you in.
I have a 1959 White Sox baseball signed by the whole team.
Wow.
That's a good team, too.
Yeah.
We just had Joe Knowles on. He was telling me all about the 59 team that was not a power hitter team. They were a bunch of average hitters who hit base hits, and they didn't have anything special on that team.
Yep. I was listening for that. Oh,
are you
man.
Impressed, John, that I retained that information?
I am impressed, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about many times, team-signed balls, you know, it's so hard to verify every signature on there. I mean, if you can't get them verified, then, yes, you've got a home run. If you can't, if, like, three of them are auto-penned, you know, stuff like that, it really depreciates the ball to the point where it's almost better just to have one superstar on the ball than the whole team. But, yeah, you know, maybe have that checked out. I couldn't, you know, begin to tell you. If they're all real, obviously, you're in the thousands.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So have that checked out.
Good.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for calling. All right. 312-981-7200. I don't know why I give you the phone number. You're calling for Patty's show because we're done with the swap meet. Lou Malnati's is, of course, you're going to get a gift certificate of Lou Malnati's. You can find one of 40-plus Lou Malnati locations in Chicago. It's part of the Steve Dolinsky walking tour as well. Malnati's, loumalnati's.com. We give away a pizza to the best brag tonight. We've got Matt, who had the Bill Veeck paper plate. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Adam, the half a pack of Lucky Strikes. And then I think it was Bob, who with the Air Jordans.
Air Jordans, yeah.
Which is really about the story that he changes into them at weddings.
The man of mystery. All these different personas going on.
He's like, I got to stand out. I don't know. If I'm just wearing a regular tux, no one's going to notice me. I got to do. What can I do?
I vote for the Bill Veeck plate.
Yeah, I do too.
Just
Matt,
because it's a paper plate.
Yeah, it's awesome.
If it was China, I'd be like, yeah, probably not.
And the idea that you're with Bill Veeck and you're having dinner and you're like, well, you think you could sign that dessert plate? Could you just scrape the ice cream
plus
off of that thing?
And 50 years old?
Yeah, right.
The paper plate is still like 50 years old, man.
Matt, you get a pizza for your trouble, for troubling Bill Veeck for the autograph 50 years ago. All right, another great swap meet tonight. I've got a couple more bins to go through, so I'm looking forward to the next week when we continue. Greg Flam?
Awesome, as always. Maybe you're on the rise now. You got good stuff coming in.
That's right. I should have a garage sale of some sort. Right. I got so much money now, I can't even stand it. There's so many pieces.
You got a couple hundred right in front of you there. A
couple of $100 right here. You can get Greg at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and on Twitter. Greg, see you next week, bud.
See you.